Topic of tonight's shiur is knocking on the door before entering a house. We'll see in a moment what that has to do with the parsha. Credit for the idea, and some of the Mamre Kamos goes to the parsha sheet that I get on email from the Beis Din affiliated with the Din website. I forget the name of the Beis Din, but the din.org or .il or something like that. So in Parshas Tetzaveh, Perek Ches, beginning Pasuk Lama Gimel, the Pesukim tell us. V'yasisa al shulav v'monei techeles v'yargaman v'salas shani al shulav saviv pamonei zahav v'socham saviv pamon zahav rimon al shulayim il saviv v'yal aron l'shareis v'nishma kolob v'o l'kodesh v'zei Hashem uv'tseiso v'lo ya'mus. So the Big Day Kohen Gadol included the series of pamonim and rimonim on the me'il that made noise when the Kohen Gadol would walk. So the pasuk says, the Nishma Kolob, his voice would be heard, or the noise would be heard, Bevo'el HaKodesh, when he comes into the Kodesh. What is the meaning of the Nishma Kolob, Bevo'el HaKodesh? It says the Ramban, Masha Amar, Lamala, Nishma Kolob, Bevo'el HaKodesh, V'lo Yamus, Hu Al Dati, Bi'or LaMitzvah HaPamonim. That's modifying the use of the Pamonim. Kimimnei She'ein Behem Tzorach B'lvisha, it doesn't add anything to the functionality of the garment. The Ein Derech HaNichbadim La'asos Lehem Kein. It's not something that was used as a ornament, typically in this kind of a baguette. L'kach Amar Ki Tzivah Behem Bavur She'yishma Kolob HaKodesh. The reason, the function of the Pamonim was to make noise. V'yikhanes Lifnei Adonav Ki'ilu B'rishus. As if to say that you're announcing your entrance into the Beis HaMikdash. Ki abba b'heichal melech pis'om chaya misa b'tachsisei ha'malchus. If you're going to rush into the royal palace, into the throne room, without announcing yourself, that is a capital offense. Ki inyan HaChashveirosh. I'm sorry? Yes, exactly. V'yirmoz l'ma sh'amru sechaz yuma yirsham v'chol adam l'yeba ol mo'ed afilo osin shakasa behenu dumas p'neihem p'nei adam. So the Yushalmi has a remez when it says that no one else can be in the Ol Moed when the Kohen Gadol comes in. It means even the Malachim can't be there when the Kohen Gadol comes in. Alkein tzivah l'shmiya kolo, k'mishe yikra hutziyu kol yishmiya lai, as if to say, even the Malachim need to get out now because the Kohen Gadol is coming in. V'yavo l'avod as the melech b'yichud, so that the Kohen Gadol can do the avoda alone. That's the significance of the Pamonim, and that is the meaning, says the Ramban, of the Nishma Kolob HaKodesh, that the Kohen Gadol is walking around with these bells that make noise to announce himself as he's walking into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Rabbeinu Bachya says a similar idea. He says first a different shot. The Nishma Kolob HaKodesh is a reference to Kolo Shel Aaron, not the noise of the bells, but the voice of Aaron himself. Ki bevo'o HaKodesh b'l'vishat shmona begadim. So when he's walking in with all the big day kahuna, so then he's putting himself in a position that the call of his tefillah will be heard and accepted. But also, he says, it's a reference to the noise made by the pamonim. Musar. She makish. The Torah is teaching you derech hamusi, derech eretz over here, that it's not just the Kohen Gadol walking into the Kodesh HaKodashim, but anytime you walk into the king, you have to announce yourself, you have to knock on the door, literally, not walk in subtly. And the Rabbeinu Yosef Bechor Shor, Perush HaTorah, says it doesn't only apply to walking into a king. So you shouldn't walk in like a thief in the middle of the night. You shouldn't walk into your neighbor's house unannounced. Shema Yaso Yomer Dabar Seser. Why not? Because maybe he's doing something private. He's talking about something private. He's doing something private. Ukishayishmu bo yas Jeremy Parab. Then he's gonna hide it. He's going to be in a potentially embarrassing or compromised situation if someone barges in unannounced. So this notion of not barging in suddenly appears in two Gemaras. First, the Gemara in Psachim Daf Kuf Yabez Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, Shiva Dvarim Siva Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua Beno. Rabbi Akiva gave a tzava, including seven items to his son, Rabbi Yeshua. And one of them was, Al tikanes beis chapisom, don't walk into your own house suddenly, kol shekein lebeis chaverecha, and all the more so into your neighbor's house. Similarly, the Gemara has a nida daf tezayin of a beis. It quotes something that appears in Sefer Ben Sira. Ben Sira was one of the works of the Apocrypha, but it is quoted on occasion in Shas. So there it says, Gemara quotes Sefer Ben Sira, Shlosha sanesi v'arba lo ahavti. And one of the things that is a unloved behavior is anichnas labayit beis chaver piso. If you walk into your friend's house suddenly, on Rabbi Yochanan, afilu beiso, even walking into your own house suddenly is not an acceptable behavior. Says the Rashbam, that first Gemara, Psachim Kufi Beis, Amud Aleph, why not? Lo tikanes beis chapisom, don't walk into your house suddenly. Ella hishama es kolcha lahem konam bo'acha. Make yourself known before you walk in. Dilma avdi milsa disneyusa. Maybe people are going to be doing something private that they don't want you to barge in on. And then he quotes a Medrash Rabbah. What's a Medrash Rabbah? Let's see it inside. Achremos Parsha Kaf Aleph, and there's a parallel in Yalkut Shimoni in our Parsha. Yalkut Shimoni Tetzaveh Shin Pei Beis that begins with this pasuk of Nishma Kolob Kodesh. But let's read it from the Medrash Rabbah, which is what the Rashbam quotes. Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinoi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Holchu Lilmot Torah Eitzel Rabbi Kiva b'Bnei Brak. So these two Tanaim went to learn Torah at Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva residence in Bnei Brak. Sho Sham Yud Gimel Shana. They stayed there for 13 years without going home in the middle. Shim Bar Yochai, Hava Mishaleach V'yada Ma B'Gobese. So Shim Bar Yochai, even though he was away for 13 years, would correspond with his home. He would send messages, notes home, and he knew what was going on at home. Reb Chananya ben Chachinoi, lo v'shalach v'yada ma b'gobeisei. He did not correspond with his family, and he didn't know what was going on at home. Shalchalo ishto, so his wife finally sent him a message after 13 years. V'amr lo, bitcha bagra, bo v'asiyah. Your daughter is now of marriageable age. Come marry her off. V'afal pikein, safar v'kibruach ha-kodesh, the Amr Lahem, the Sa'a. So Rabbi Kiva didn't get this message, but he had this Ruach HaKodesh notion that it's time for Rabbi Chananya and Chalinai to go home. So he said, announcement to the Beis Medrash one day, whoever has a daughter marriageable age should go home and marry her off. Yada Mahu Omer, so Chananya knew he was talking to him. Kam Nasa Rishus, he got up, he got Rishus, V'azal, and he went back home. Bola Ayla Begobese, so he wanted to go into his house. V'ashkach, D'panya L'zavizachure, and he noticed that in the interim, in the last 13 years, his family moved. They weren't at the original residence anymore. And so he didn't know where they lived. Ma'avad, Azal Yatzavle, Al Milvasu Dinashe. So he went to the place where the woman hung out. Shama Kolin de Talyusa Amrin Bas Chanina Malve Kolasech Vesalak Lach. So he heard someone referring to one of the girls as the daughter of Chananya. Ma'asa, so what did he do? Halak Achara, he followed her. Ashenichnas Osoch Beso until she walked into his house. Nichnas Acharat Pisom, he walked in suddenly. Well, speaker Ishta Liroso Achi Yasa, and his wife fainted and died from the shock. Amar Lefan Ribono Shel Olam Aniya Zu Schara Lachar Yigim Hashana Shemtina Li. Is that right that my poor wife is waiting for me for 13 years and this is what she gets? Yosa Shah Chazar Nafsha Lugufa. So she came back to life. So the Medrash seems to be indicating that, so the Rashbam quotes that if you come in unannounced, that could have potentially fatal consequences. Then The Medrash has a second Maamar, which is parallel to the Ben Sira Gemara we saw in Nazir, and then concludes with the same Bala Maamar of Rabbi Yochanan from Nazir. Rabbi Yochanan could have a Salak, Shlame, the Rabbi Chanina. When he went to ask Shalom, Rabbi Chanina, Havim Bavaba, Al Shuman Nishma. So he would knock based on the Pasuk of the Nishma Kolo, not to walk in unannounced. So the Medrash here has another layer. It's not only a matter of tznius, of walking in unexpectedly in such a way that the people may be in the middle of something that they wouldn't want someone to walk in on, but also if you're going to walk in unannounced in extreme situations, that may have an even worse effect of shocking someone. Presumably, the formulations here that a person shouldn't be nechnas lebeiso pisom, even to your own house, that arguably only applies in a situation where you're unexpected. If you come home at the same time every night, and everyone expects you at that hour, so you don't necessarily, I would think, have to announce yourself because it's expected that you're walking into that moment. If you're not expected there, so then this idea of announcing your arrival, or at least knocking, seems to be in place. There is another source in Chazal, Maseches Derech Eretz, that has another story indicating the value of knocking to herald your arrival. And that's the story in Maseches Derech Eretz, Perek Ben Azai, Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis. La'ikanis Adam le'beis chaver, pisam shinan, walk into a neighbor's house suddenly. V'yilamdu kol ando Derech Eretz min ha'makom. So it says there that you should learn how this mitzvah from Kadosh Baruch Hu. That Kadosh Baruch Hu called out to Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden, but he didn't do it suddenly. He announced that he's reaching out. Then they quote a medrash, a story. There were four zakenim that went to visit Rome. And they had a friend among the Roman hierarchy whose name was Philosophus. And the Elohein, who are these? Tanarim, Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, Elazar, Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. All Rabbi Shua, Gamliel was a Nasi. So Rabbi Shua says to Gamliel, Rabbeinu, Ritzon Chanelech v'nak kabel p'nei Philosophus chavireinu. So it sounds like they were trying to get Philosophus to help intercede with the government for some important communal matter. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Gamliel, is this the right time to go visit Philosophus? Amar lo lo. L'shachris amar lo Rabbi, Nelech v'nekabel p'nei Philosophus chavireinu. He asked the same question the next morning. Amar lo hein, it's time to go. Halach lo Rabbi Yeshua v'tavach al ha'deles. So Rabbi Yeshua went and he knocked on Philosophus' door. V'haya Philosophus mechashe b'libo v'amar. Ein zu derech eretz ela shel chacham. So Philosophus was thinking, that's to knock on a door, that's Derech Eretz Chacham, meaning it wasn't the norm in Rome. That's not what the Romans did. Pam Shnia, then he knocked again. Amud v'rachatz panu yad v'raglav. Then he got up, sounds like he was in bed in his pajamas or something, and he got up and he washed his, he took a shower. Pam Shlishis, and then he knocked again. Amud u'pasach ha'delos, and he finally opened the door. V'raz chach me'yisal, and lo and behold, there were the Gedolei HaTanoim. Eluban Mikan, Veluban Mikan, Veluhain, their names again. Hail Philosophus, Machashe Bedaita Omar. So then he was wondering how should he greet them. So it discusses how he greeted them. But what do you see? The Tanaim had this anhaga of not barging in unannounced, and it seems to have been a surprise to Philosophus, who didn't expect that. But it sounds like the repeated knocking was enough warning for Philosophus to get out of bed, wash himself, and then finally open the door. So the relevance of and the hanhaga of knocking on a door to announce yourself may be relevant in as far as some of the parameters of Hilchos Yichud, such that if a person has the hanhaga of knocking, that potentially could create more chumros in Hilchos Yichud. We had discussed in our dog bite Yichud shiur last year, briefly, the notion of the Heter Pesach Basuach L'Rishus HaRabim, the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph that tells us one of the carve outs where a yichud situation could be obviated is if there is a door open to a Rishis HaRabim codified in Evan Ezer Siman Kaf Beis Se'if Tes. Major machlokes rishonim and then machlokes lahalacha as to what does Pesach Pasuach mean? Does it have to be mamish open? Is it sufficient if it is unlocked but closed? So Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Siman Aleph, Resh Nun Aleph, 1251. Based on his read of a Yerushalmi, says in the bold here, Hagafas Delosos, the term Hagafas Delosos means the door that's unlocked but not that's closed but not locked. Hagafas Delosos Shamart Ein Ze Yichud. That if you have a door that's closed, that doesn't create a yichud situation. Achi bayis nal. It's only a problem of yichud if it's actually locked. That's what we read through Yerushalmi. The taima kol she'ena b'minol yarei hu shema yikanes acher shelo b'rishus. If it's not locked, then a person will be concerned. Maybe someone's going to walk in unannounced, and therefore, that would solve the potential yichud problem. So that's the position of the Rashba. The Divrei Sofer points out there are other Rishonim that sound like that too. Rabbeinu Yonah in Sefer HaYira, he thinks there's a Rabbeinu Yeruchim that sounds that way. Mabit, Rabaz, all assume like this Rashba, that even if it's not locked, even if it's not open, as long as it's not locked, that solves the Yichud problem. Piskei Tshuva there, Sivkatan Tess, Sivkatan Chesari, quotes from a Beis Meir and the Rebbe Kiveger that are Machmir. And no, Yichud is only a problem. Yichud is a problem so long as the door is closed, even if it's not locked. Pesach Pasuach is only if the door is physically open. And they have raya as follows. We'll just read this from, I have a Tshuva of the Binyan Siyan here, they'll get to in a moment, Siman Kuf Lamed Ches, but he quotes an excerpt of the Beis Meir to begin with. So what was, or what are the rayas of the Beis Meir? So he writes, halfway through the first paragraph, quotes the Rashba, the Be'emezolasa, the Rashba is incorrect. Kedemuach miyashas, davka Pesach pasuach l'shesarabim with the Eimba mishem yichud. Ikol and meidak minei ha Pesach sasum afilu eino nol v'hu pono l'shesarabim a pasuach l'chatzer v'hu ima biyichud ba'bayis have a yichud. It says Pesach pasuach. Pesach pasuach means an open door. A door that's closed is not an open door. That's just what the words mean. The chay mashmi the abba Rav Kahana sham bekedushin anashim mibefnim anashim mibachutz chayshina mishem yichud. If you have two rooms or a chatzer that goes into another room, the men are in one room, the women are in another room, and they're adjacent, that's a problem of yichud. Perush Rashi shema yetzei echem mehem yisyachid anashim. What are we worried about? That one gender is going to walk into the other gender room, and there'll be a situation of yichud. Yichud. So there is clear. We're not talking about a closed door. You have. We're not talking about a locked door. I feel lost gears middle have a yichud. So that's the Beis Meir and Rebbe Kiv Eger, that even if the door is closed, that's a problem of yichud. The heter pesach pasuach is only if it is pasuach mamish. However, the Binyan Sion disagrees. He thinks, in essence, the Rashba is correct. He has a few rayas. One of his rayas is the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yudalid. It talks about the Nevi'os. One of the Nevi'os was Devorah. And the Gemara says, Devorah Isha Nevi'ah Eshes Lapidos. My Eshes Lapidos, Shehaisa Osa Psilos Lemikdash, V'yoshevis Tachas Tomer, Maishna Tomer. The Gemara says that was because of Yichud. So she was sitting under a tree to avoid Yichud. Peirush Rashi, Shehu Gavoa, the Ein Lo Tzel. It was a tall tree that didn't have shade. The Ein Adam Yachalis Yachid Shamima, Kamo Babayas. And that way, there's no possibility of Yichud. So if, in order to avoid Yichud, you require Pesach Pasuach, so then what's the, why is the Gemara focused on the shape of the tree? Even if the tree would have been more enclosed, even if there had been a house, it would have been okay as long as the door wasn't locked. So the fact that it has to be this tree that was a certain configuration to avoid Yichud sounds like you don't need Pesach Pasuach Mamish. Even a unlocked door that's closed would be sufficient to obviate the problem of Yichud. Binyan Tzion concludes, what are the parameters? So it's not a one-size-fits-all situation. He says, B'chol makom she'efshar b'chol eis lavo adam l'sham b'lo netilas rishus lo mikre yichud below dela sagur. So if it's a situation where anybody could walk in or someone could walk in at any moment unannounced, then even if the door is unlocked, you've solved the yichud problem. Even if the door is closed, you've solved the yichud problem as long as it's unlocked. So there's no raya for that gemara of anashim b'fnim, anashim b'chutz, because there it's came with anashim levad, ein derech l'anashim lavo l'cheder anashim. So there, having a closed door wouldn't help, because there is not the derech to go from one place to another. But if it is a derech to walk in unannounced, then you've solved the yichud problem. L'chein kasav she'ein yichud b'lo skiras adales, shem miskiyarei b'lo skira, shem yikane shem adam afilu shelo rishus, afilu lo tizok. V'yal kein cholchi agadna shem miskiyarem ha-miskiyachnim she'yavo adam l'sham lo nizil rishus, lo nikra yichud b'lo skiras adales. So according to Binyan Tzion, it would come out that if you live in a society where no one would ever walk in without knocking, then a closed door doesn't help you. But if people would walk in unannounced, then a closed door does help you, even if it's not locked. Chazon Ish is even more makel. Chazon Ish is quoted in the Dvar Halacha. Dvar Halacha is a classic Yichud Sefer, Mi Beis Midrasho Shel Chazon Ish. So he quotes Be'er Halacha Simin Gimel Sivkat Vav from the Chazon Ish, that anytime that there's a possibility that someone's going to walk into the room or to the house, that's not a problem of Yichud, even if the door is closed. And the Chazanit says, even if you don't have any friends, you don't have any neighbors that per se would have occasion to walk into your house, but the fact that the door is unlocked and someone could walk into your house, even if there's no one that would, that's enough to create a natural emes harabim that would obviate the problem of Yichud. Rav Sturmbach, Shuas ben Hagos, Chelik Beis, Simin, Tav Resh Nun Zayin, Chelik Beis, Tav Resh Nun Zayin, regarding Iser Yichud be babysitter. So he writes, you have to be conscious of the Yichud problems. And he says, V'afim ha-Pesach lo na'ul el ha-sagur, even if the door is closed but not locked, ho'ul v'hayom ein nechnasim le-beis chaver b'li defika ein lahatir. Given that no one would walk into your neighbor's house without knocking, then that makes it worse. Then even if in principle we are makel about an unlocked door, that's only because someone could walk in. But if no one would walk in without knocking, it doesn't help. So he says that's a problem. I mean, fundamentally, in principle, we're makel. We're only makel because someone else could walk in. But if no one would walk in without knocking, then the kula falls by the wayside. Then he just points out the other potential kula in that kind of a situation, aside from opening the door literally, the real Pesach Pasuach. He says earlier, Achronim say this, the Dvar Halacha quotes this from both the Shebina, the Dovid Meisharim, and from the Chazon Ish, and Rabbi Aaron Feldman, his English Sefer, quotes this from Ramosha as well, that if the neighbors have keys and would walk into your house unannounced, then if you, meaning that you have people that are instructed to or would walk into the house unannounced without knocking, then that could potentially solve a yichud situation. Again, it all goes back to the question of, is it the norm to knock before walking into a house, which ends up potentially creating more of a chumra situation in Hilchos Yichud. Ramosha has an even more far-ranging suggestion or kula that is not generally accepted. Chelek Dalet Ev Ezer Simen Samach Hei. Ramosha has the suggestion that even if a door is locked, that could obviate the yichud problem, because if someone would knock, and then you'd feel obligated socially to open the door because someone knocked, so that itself would obviate a yichud situation, even if the door is locked.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What
So you would have yichud. So even there, Ramosha is talking about. So we'll come to that in a second. In the Divrei Sofrim writes, he can't believe Ramosha ever said such a thing. But Rabbi Aaron Felder was an A Naaman about what Ramosha said, and he writes that Ramosha said such a thing. But he writes in Ola Yeshurin, number one, Ramosha only said it b'shas hadchak, and he only said it in an arai situation, meaning if you're living with someone bekvias and there's a yichud situation there, so then you wouldn't open up if someone knocks. But if you're not in your regular home, you're somewhere else with someone else who doesn't belong there, then there's more of a social expectation to open up if someone knocks. But even that is not generally accepted by Poskim. As far as the original question, many, many are makel that a closed door would potentially obviate a yichud problem, even as long as it's not locked, at least in a situation where it would be normal. You live in a place where people would walk in unannounced. Generally speaking, having the door open is an easier way of obviating the yichud problem. That's smoother. But going back to where we started, there is a Derech Eretz Musari imperative to not walk in somewhere unannounced where you're not expected, and that's what we see from Parshas Tetzaveh.